larvae showed you a bit of respect.
They did, said the other mayfly vehemently.
I reckon if mayflies these hours behave a bit better, we'd still be having proper sun.
The younger mayflies listened politely.
I remember, said one of the oldest mayflies, when all this was fields, as far as you could see.
The younger mayflies looked around.
It's still fields,
one of them ventured after a polite interval.
I remember when it was better fields,
said the old mayfly sharply.
Yeah,
said his colleague,
and there was a cow. That's right, you're right, I remember that cow. Stood right over there for, 40, 50 minutes. It was brown, as I recall.
You don't get cows like that these hours.
You don't get cows at all. What's a cow?
Said one of the hatchlings.
See?
Said the oldest mayfly triumphantly.
That's modern Ephemeroptera for you.
It paused.
What were we doing before we were talking about the sun? Zigzagging aimlessly over the water,
said one of the young flies. This was a fair bet, in any case.
No, before that. You were telling us about the great trout. Ah, yes, right, the trout. Well, you see, if you've been a good mayfly, zigzagging up and down properly,
taking heed of your elders and betters,
yes, and taking heed of your elders and betters, then eventually the great trout, clop, clop.
Yes,
said one of the younger mayflies. There was no reply.
The great trout what?
Said another mayfly nervously. They looked down at a series of expanding concentric rings on the water.
The holy sign,
said a mayfly.
I remember being told about that. A great circle in the water. Thus shall be the sign of the great trout.
The oldest of the young mayflies watched the water thoughtfully. It was beginning to realize that, as the most senior fly present, it now had the privilege of hovering closest to the surface.
They say,
said the mayfly at the top of the zigzagging crowd, that when the great trout comes for you, you go to a land flowing with... Mayflies don't eat. It was at a loss.
Flowing with water,
it finished lamely.
I wonder,
said the oldest mayfly.
It must be really good there,
said the youngest.
Oh, why? 'Cause no one ever wants to come back.
Whereas the oldest things on the Discworld were the famous counting pines, which grow right up on the permanent snow line of the high Ramtop Mountains. The counting pine is one of the few known examples of borrowed evolution. Most species do their own evolving, making it up as they go along, which is the way nature intended. And this is all very natural and organic and in tune with mysterious cycles of the cosmos, which believes that there's nothing like millions of years of really frustrating trial and error to give a species moral fibre, and in some cases, backbone. This is probably fine from the species' point of view, but from the perspective of the actual individuals involved, it can be a real pig, or at least a small pink root-eating reptile that might one day evolve into a real pig. So, the counting pines avoided all this by letting other vegetables do their evolving for them. A pine seed, coming to rest anywhere on the disc, immediately picks up the most effective local genetic code via morphic resonance and grows into whatever best suits the soil and climate, usually doing much better at it than the native trees themselves, which it usually usurps. What makes the counting pines particularly noteworthy, however, is the way they count. Being dimly aware that human beings had learned to tell the age of a tree by counting the rings, the original counting pines decided that this was why humans cut trees down. Overnight, every counting pine readjusted its genetic code to produce, at about eye level on its trunk, in pale letters, its precise age. Within a year, they were felled almost into extinction by the ornamental house number plate industry, and only very few survive in hard-to-reach areas. The six counting pines in this clump were listening to the oldest, whose gnarled trunk declared it to be 31,734 years old. The conversation took 17 years, but has been speeded up.
I remember when all this wasn't fields.
The pines stared out over 1,000 miles of landscape, The sky flickered like a bad special effect.